My name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 14th of September 2009 and the time is 9:10 p.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
My name is Anne Jordan. I'm age 68 and I'm from Swansea in South Wales.
And have you travelled to London especially today for your hour on the plinth?
I have. Yes, I'm staying overnight as there aren't any trains back until 5 o'clock in the morning, so I've got a bed for the night.
And has arriving at the square this evening and seeing the plinth in action been how you imagined it would be?
Yes, yes.
And how are you feeling about going up on the plinth?
Very excited, a little bit anxious. Well, just hope it goes all right. I hope that I'm not going to let the side down. I hope that I'm going to show people a little bit about myself and what I'm trying to portray.
And would you tell us what it is that you're trying to portray and what you hope to be showing about yourself?
What I want to do, or I intend to do, is to do a piece of performance art, and I want to commemorate all those people unknown who have not got statues erected in their names. It's because of them and their actions and their lives that this country is what it is today, and we are who we are, and consequently they affect the future. So I'm going to almost do a metamorphosis in that I'm going to start off as a living statue, and then I'm going to knit myself into a cocoon with Welsh mountain wool that has been hand spun, and obviously I'm hand knitting it. And this refers back to a burial act in 1667 that said that all bodies had to be buried in a wool blanket unless they died from the plague. So it's utilising that, but the cocoon is also like a second skin, and it's in some ways it's autobiographical as well for me. But then I'll knit myself, as I say, into the cocoon, and then I will emerge, and that is the future, and the future of our next generation.
And would you mind telling us in what ways it's autobiographical?
It's autobiographical because my life has changed a lot over the last 8-9 years. I was widowed. I started a new career. I used to be a midwife beforehand, and I've always been interested in art, so I decided I want a degree. I want to go to art school. So I've been to art school, I've done a BA, and now I'm doing an MA.
And how have you found going back to study? Have you enjoyed
Fantastic. I love being a student. And I'm just quite passionate about art of every sort.
And is it something you've always been passionate about?
I've always been interested in it, yes, yes. I mean, I did my nurse training here in London, and yes, I went to the National Gallery and I went to Tate Britain, it wasn't Tate Britain in those days, just the Tate Gallery. And I have been interested in art, but never had the chance to do it, or the courage.
And what has your experience been like of going back to study and getting more involved in the art world?
Very, very positive. I've got a lot of new friends, I've got especially young people. I'm also involved in running an art gallery where we support emerging artists. We're all volunteers. It's hard work, but it's great fun as well. Yeah.
And what kind of art do you like? Are you a practicing artist as well?
Yes, I'm a practicing artist. I'm quite a contemporary artist, in spite of my age. I think I've surprised quite a lot of people. I think my family think I'm mad, but there you go. I'm quite eclectic, and since I've been doing my MA, I've started doing some performing art, as well as installations and things like that.
And are you able to describe what it is about being a practicing artist and creating things that, you enjoy and what you get out of it?
It's just, for me, I think it's been an opportunity to discover something that I didn't know about myself. And I'm able to now devote time and develop my practice and my ideas, and yeah, it's been great. Really love it.
And where did your interest in art begin, do you remember?
Well, we drew at school. I actually won a drawing competition, I remember once, but I'm not particularly good at drawing. But I think what has added to what I do now is all my life experiences, because I can think laterally. And I'm not frightened to tackle any subject.
And are you pleased that you've managed to do this later in life? Are you happy with the way it's
Yes. I probably wouldn't have had the time to devote to it earlier on. And I think when I was a young girl, being an artist was not considered really a career, a more a pastime.
And what would your hopes or ambitions with the art now be for the future?
I just want to give something back to the art world. They've given me a lot over the last 7-8 years. And I probably, you know, my work doesn't really sell because it's not that sort of type of work. But as long as it gives pleasure to people, as long as it maybe I can interact with people, make them think a little bit or make them empathize with what I've been doing. So for me, that is important, is the connection, connecting with people.
And how does what you're doing now compare to what you were doing before as a midwife?
Well, there are certain strands that have happened in my work, in that I'm still all about, it's about caring for people and caring for individuals. And I'm quite interested in this whole idea of wrapping, which probably goes back to the idea was when I did my nurse training, we spent an awful lot of time bandaging people and learning how to make bandages and to do specific bandages. I mean, it's changed completely now. I appreciate that. But so all these sort of things, I'm very interested in the human body. And so that has been a thread that's run through my work.
What's the impact that you would like to have by going up on the plinth this evening and doing what you're doing?
That's a really big question. Oh, one thing I would like it to do is to for people to realise that there is a lot of art going on out there, and also it's a sort of for me it's a precursor of an event that I'm going to, a public art event I'm going to be doing next year up on the Black Mountain in the Brecon Beacons, in which I'm going to spin 12 miles, which is the length of a coffin route that goes over the mountain, and it's then going to be knitted into a circular blanket, which is based on a child's pattern for a shawl. And it's going to line a Bronze Age funeral cairn, as I say, right on the top of the mountain. And it's going to be up there for a month. It's quite a remote place, but it's going to be called Cwch. And Cwch is a Welsh word, and it means sort of protection, love, the feeling of warmth and comfort. And this is what I'm going to be celebrating up there.
And where did you get this idea from to do this?
Well, a few years ago, I was staying, we had a field trip, and I was on we were staying in a youth hostel. This was on my BA course, and I found this scrap of bit of information that said there was this funeral route that went over the mountain. Nobody seemed to know about it. And then I sort of met somebody who knew somebody who thought they knew somebody who knew about it. And it was a local historian who happened to also be a walker with the Brecon's Beacon Park Authority. And he, oh yes, I know about it, he said. And then I started celebrating this route by doing lots of little site-specific pieces of work with found sheep's wool. And my material is just sheep's wool and fleece, because I don't take anything into the environment that isn't already there or has come from the environment, because I'm very conscious about that. And it is a national park. So I started doing that, and then I started looking at some of the archaeology and the cairns and things, because they're enormous, these funeral cairns. This, the one I'm working in, is the internal diameter is about 20, at least 22 foot in diameter, so they're really big ones. And they go back, as I say, 1,200, 1,300 years. So they're amazing structures, and they're amazing monuments. And I wanted to commemorate, because what happened with the funeral route was the young men, the young farmers, had to leave the farms. This is about the 1820s, because farming was so depressed. There were what we call the Rebecca riots. There was the toll gate booths were gates were the what they had to pay were going up. There was starvation, and they walked this 12 miles, and they went to work in the mines on the other side in a place called Astrogunles, and a lot of them were killed in the mines. And then their bodies were brought back up, and at the top of the mountain they had a church service, and it was handed over to the families and then taken back to Llandeisen for burial. So that, and say we've got sheep, blankets, women knitting, because women, the farmers' wives, used to carry their farm produce over the mountain to another place called Brynaman, where there was a market. And as they walked, they used to knit. So all these things are tied together and to produce this work. But it's a celebration about birth, life, death, and rebirth. So, big project.
And when you say that you're commemorating the people that are unknown and being a living statue for those people, is it specifically these farmers, or is it for other?
No, I think it's. This is very much for the whole of the nation, not just for. From where I'm from, it's the whole of the nation.
And will you go on and start performing, so to speak, or will you talk about anything that you're doing? How will it work?
Exactly? I'm just going to do the performance. I'm not going to talk, and it's up to people to interpret it how they may, and they can read about it on the website, can't they?
And we spoke about the impact that you would
yes.
have. What would you like to take away from this experience for yourself?
That it's, I just think it's so exciting. I just think it's, I just feel it's been a great pleasure to take part, to have been chosen. I know it's by computer and by random, but even still, to be chosen to take part, because Anthony Gormley is an artist whose work I know well, and I admire his use of the human body and the way, and in some ways he's a sort of contextual artist who has had some influence, because the way he has wrapped his body up for all his various things. So, I hope that he likes it.
And it sounds like your work can relate to this quite a lot. Would you say that?
Yes, yes. He's one of the artists I hope I can relate to. Yes.
Yeah. You've spoken about the gallery that you
yes.
run as well. Is this how you spend a lot of your time, or do you work in other things as well?
No, I've got my family, some of my family nearby, but obviously, yes, it's called Elysium Gallery, and there are sort of three directors, I'm one of them, and we show emerging artists, so it's very eclectic, contemporary art, lens-based installations, painting, drawing. So, it's good.
And it's all on a voluntary basis?
It's all on a voluntary basis, yes. It's in Swansea. We've been going in this premises now for just over 2 years, and we hope to be able to continue, because it's very much needed down there. There is nothing for emerging artists. You know, you suddenly leave university, and unless you are sort of well established, a lot of the galleries don't look at you. So it's a platform for them, and it's great.
And what are the other things that are important to you in your life at the moment?
Well, my family, obviously, keeping well. This is important, keeping going, because I have a lot of energy, and just living life to the full, I think.
What was your family's reaction to you doing this?
You're mad. No, I think probably maybe secretly they're a little bit proud, but they're not artists, my two sons, and so they'll be rooting for me.
And are there people here with you tonight?
Yes.
Who have you got down here?
I've got Gemma, who's going to film it, and then there's one of my colleagues who's doing the MA. He's coming down as well, and there's a couple of other people who are living here in London. Yes.
What's the MA in?
It's in fine art, and it's called Contemporary Dialogues, and we actually interact with those who are doing MAs in photography and visual communication. So we're a real mixture. So it's great.
And who would you say that you're doing this for?
I suppose at the end of the day, I'm doing it for myself, really. It's, maybe that's been a little bit conceited, selfish. But yes, I'm not doing it to seek fame or anything. I just want to be part of it. Yeah, I want to be part of it.
And what has your experience of the project been like, being involved in the project? What's that been like?
Well, it's been great because I actually heard about the project a long time ago, because when one module on my MA, we had to do about public art and the environment, and I actually chose to talk about Trafalgar Square because I'd known it when I was up here working in London. And so I do know who all the other plinthers are on the permanent plinthers, and I do know about that it's the mayor's, what's the word I want, when you, commissioning people to do it, and all about the other people who've been chosen before. And this was before Anthony Gormley was chosen. And so I knew who all the shortlisted artists were. So I gave a presentation about their work and everything else. And I think, of course, when the opportunity came to apply and he was chosen, I thought, I've got to go for it.
What does it mean to you now to be someone in a Gormley project on the plinth in Trafalgar Square? What does that mean?
Fantastic. Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
And finally, I don't know if you remember what three words you might have put about yourself on your website profile. If you do, would you mind telling us and why you picked those three words?
I put passionate about art, and it is my passion. Gets me out of bed in the morning. You know, it's great. I just love it because I think it's so eclectic these days, and it's so art for everybody. It's not just for, you know, the art inverted establishment. You know, it's for everybody, and I think this has been very democratic, and I think it's great.
Wonderful. We'll have a wonderful hour.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.